Hello.
Good evening. My name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
I'm Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I will vote.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
I'm 64.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They are going on the wrong direction.
Okay, so in the wrong track, sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, abortion, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and grocery, hurricane and flooding preparation, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, or overdevelopment?
Illegal.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of.
Never in favor.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
All in favor.
Okay. Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very. Very.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Very in favor.
Okay. Very favorable or very unfavorable? Sorry.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing teacher pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing school choice options, or reducing class sizes?
I would like to see a better education system.
Okay, so we have strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing teacher pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, improving the academic rating of schools.
The one that, the first one you said.
Strengthening school safety and security measures?
Yes.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you are favorable or unfavorable. You have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traditional public schools, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Somewhat.
Will you say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty.
I never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. What about charter schools?
Very favorable.
Your county school board?
I have no opinion. I don't even know who they are.
Teachers unions?
Bad, very bad.
Okay. Private schools?
Somewhat favorable.
Private schools. What about your local PTA or PTO?
Somewhat favorable.
Teachers in general?
I had good ones and bad ones, so I guess in the middle. I don't know which one that will be, but it's going to be in the middle.
We have like somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
What county?
I'm sorry, your county school board.
Oh, my county school board. Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Bad. They're really bad.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of my mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Not really much engaged. I mean, I know what's going on, but I'm not really, really engaged.
Okay, we have, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested
that
in
one.
Educational. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can use that one.
Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Parents should have more educational options, so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
That one, the last one.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important to me because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
I would say, even though that I don't want a political in the schools, lately, based on my political views, is where they're going to help the schools, and they're not going to indoctrinate kids as to, you know, things that they should not be learning right now. So I will say the political of my view.
Okay, so we have the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important to me, okay?
It's important to me, yes.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them. And we have parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
If you don't mind, can you repeat that again?
Yes, of course. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them. Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Parents have the right to question and criticize them because they are the ones guiding their kids. So parents have the right.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in this election for school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salary, much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference.
If they give more money to schools, you say?
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise this teacher salary?
Somewhat on that one.
Okay, somewhat more likely to vote or someone less likely?
More likely to vote.
Thank you so much. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years?
2 terms.
Yes, that's correct. Much more likely. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Somewhat.
More likely or less likely to vote?
More likely to vote.
Thank you. Now we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students. Much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Much less likely to vote.
Thank you so much. A candidate who wants their schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
More likely to vote for that one.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours?
Most likely to vote for that one, yes.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Yes, more likely to vote for that one.
A candidate who supports putting uniform police officers, in every school in Florida?
More likely to vote for that one too.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code?
More likely to vote.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
More likely to vote for that one, too.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female?
More likely to vote.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security?
Less likely to vote.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. For classification purposes only, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years all of life?
More than 20.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate, and associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate degree.
I have a bachelor plus after graduate, a master.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school? Yes, children or
yes.
Grandchildren in a traditional public school?
Grandchildren.
We have the option in a traditional public school, in a public charter or magnet school, in a private, religious or parochial school or home school.
Magnet, and I have the other half on traditional public school.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailboxes? Your mailbox. Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer.
Every day.
Thank you so much. That was the end of the survey. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.